You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So we're up to the topic in the Minchas Chinuch of B'yom Tov. Mitzvah Chaf Dalet, and we're up to B'yom Tov. As we said last time when we started the mitzvah, Mitzvah Chaf Dalet is the mitzvah of Tchumen, which we know in the Torah as a negative commandment. Al Yetzei Ish Mekama B'yom HaShvi. A person is not supposed to leave his place on the seventh day, i.e. Shabbos. The issue is, does this Isser, which according to the Rambam, many Ga'anim, and the Chinuch, is an Isser Doraisa, if the distance is Yud Beis Mil, but if it's only Alpayim Amma, which is 1 mil, is Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim in the Gemara. And we, everyone seems to paskin, Alpayim Mil is only an Issa Derabbanan. The Machlekes Rambam Chinuch versus other Rishonim is Yud Beis Mil and Issa Dorais.
The question is, if you hold it Dorais or Yud Beis Mil, could you make an error for it?
Interesting. I'm not familiar with that, but the Minchas Chinuch now is starting. We're starting the paragraph B'yom Tov. I don't know. I don't have an ice next to it. Is there an ice next to it?
Well, by the way, Rabbi Kiva, who
Be-yom holds,
I could try to answer it by saying that Rabbi Kiva, who holds that 1 mil, 2,000 amos, is midaraisa, also holds Eruv. So it does.
Can I have a please?
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Now, yes, I do.
Rabbi Kiva holds the Thoresh and he holds the Meru. So that would indicate that even if you hold your base mill, Meru is also valid.
Interesting. I don't know if we're going to get to that topic. I have not seen that topic mentioned yet.
Oops.
In the middle. And since I am not in Eruvin, I'm only in Mitzvah Chavdalah, it's hard for me to opine on that. I can only give an opinion on the Minchas Chinuch that we learned. So let's give it a shot. B'yom Tov. The question is there an Isser Tchumim as well on Yontov as there is on Shabbos? V'hine lekaman mitzvah reish tzadiches otzei hevesi deis e tchumim aser, right? Is tchum aser also min ha-taira b'yontov? Mashma, that is there an Issa Derabban of Tchum on Yontov? Yes. But the question is, those Shittas who hold Tchum is Doraisa. Again, the Rambam, Chinuch, Ga'anim, Yud Beis Mil, would they say there's such a concept by Yontov? Kevan, Dehu Lav Malacha. We know that on Yontov, the Torah only says, Kol Malachas Avoid Lo Sasu. So only something that's defined as a Malacha, i.e. the Lamed Tes Malachas, is clearly Asur on Yontov. Question is, are there any other Isurei Dorais on Yontov besides the Lamed Tes Malachas? Im kein eino bichlal, tchum is not bichlal, malacha. That we clarified, correct? That's clear. To Asur Torah, 1 second, be Yontov. So is Mechamer Shaykh on Yontov or not?
Would be.
Well, it's interesting how you learn it, because the Gemara says you learn it on Kufnin Gimel and Beis, the bottom. The Gemara says the limud for Mechamer is based on Lo Sasek Kol Malacha. So, but it's not one of the Avos Malachas. Actually, Rami Bar Chama says Mechamer would also get Skila, Kores, and Achatas. Rava, and we pass in that way, disagrees. And says Mechamer would not be chayev in anything except the lav. So maybe Machloikes Rami Bar Chama and Rava is what is the nature of the limud from Lo Sasek Kol Malacha. Maybe according to Rami Bar Chama, it is an extension or a new malacha with a lower grade.
Yeah, but the new malacha ain't bang. Ain't Bain, so it should include Mechamer. The Gemara never says that Mechamer is excluded. Unless you want to say Ain't Bain only goes on Malacha. The It doesn't go on other aspects.
There's a discussion. Do you say in the Ein Bein's Tana Vishir or not?
It's obvious in the Gemara there's Tana Vishir. There's always Gemara, always the whole Sugya Megillah. All the Ein Bein's are exceptions.
But is this
correct? Tana Vishir, right?
Yeah. Is this listed as an exception?
No, you don't have to write. Once there's an exception, you don't have to go and mention.
Once I say Tana Vishir, it's Shir Vishir. Yeah.
That's all.
The Gemara says. Once the Tana is not exact, then it's not exact. That's it.
So what does Ein Bein mean?
That's besides the point, but that doesn't answer your question.
No, because this is such an obvious thing that it should have been listed.
Every shear is obvious, right? For the one that remembers that.
No, that's some of them are not so obvious. This one is like...
So go into so you can find out why the Tana picked certain ones, but that doesn't answer your question. It's a shear, that's all.
All right.
Okay, so he's discussing this issue. Sha'amra Taira Biyantif. Rak Bishabiz Gazer, right, Hakosov. Al Yetze, correct? Velo, and there isn't only on Shabbos, there's Velo Biyantif. It doesn't exist Biyantif. Achdas Rashi, Bechagigo Yedzayan Omer Beis, Divra Maschel Ufanisba Baiker, right? The din of Ufanisva Bakab Allah of Lina, the Gam Biyantif, Rashi Shit in Chagig, it's the Gam Biyantif, correct? Tchumim da Oraisa. So Tzvi, Rashi would have to answer your question, right? According to Rashi, it's good, like you're saying, Ein Bein. But according to those Shitas, there is no Tchumim da Oraisa. How come the Mishnah doesn't list it? So once again, look at the sugya there in Megillah, and you'll see the Gemara has a whole number of different issues of what Ein Bein Shabbos Liyantif, correct? Because there the Gemara says, Ein Bein Shabbos Liyama Kippurim. And the Gemara says it's not like, it must be like Rabbi Chunya ben Akone, because Rabbi Chunya ben Akone says, Asisa Yom Kippur Kashabbos Le'inyan Tashlumim, right? So there's a whole discussion there of those Mishnayos Lekuliyama or not. Furthermore, it says Tana Vishir. The Ayin Beis Yosef Simen Tov Tzadi Hei Divra Maschel Kosov HaKolboi. Correct? Ula Kaman. And later in the mitzvah of Yontif, the Minchas Chinuch will discuss it. Herachti. Ula Chaira, now he's going to say briefly, what is this Toli on? Whether we have the Issa Tchum on Yontif. L'chayra efshar leimar nehi delo have bichlal malacha. I understand it's not a malacha and it can't be an isser as an extension of kol malachas avodah lo sasu, correct? The eino, correct? One second. The Eina over Balav. There's no doubt that if you over it on Shabbos, you're over a lav. And there's no doubt on Yontif that there is no lav of Tchumen. So once again, if there is no lav of Tchumen for sure on Yontif, how could you say there's an Isser on Yontif of Tchumen? What's it based on? So he wants to say, Mikol Makom, Ladas Toisvis, the Harashba Yevamus, right? Hanal, that we discussed last week. Remember that Rashba and Toisvis? There's a Sugya in Yevamus, Vavam and Aleph. We would say, Vavamus, Vavam and Aleph have to do with Chumim. So it doesn't have anything directly to do with Chumim, but there is the famous Gemara there. That wants to learn Ase Docha Losa Ase Sheyesh Bokaris. Because it says Ish, Avi V'imo Tiro V'esh Shapsa Sai Tishmaru. To teach you that if your father says to be Mechal O Shabbos, you don't listen, Al Tishma, you don't listen to him. Why? Because Kulchem Chayavim Bechvoidi. The Pasuk says Ish, Imo V'aviv Tiro V'esh Shapsa Sai Tishmaru. You're all mitzuvah in Chilul Shabbos. Therefore, a son cannot listen to his parents to be Mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara says, this is a raya that an aseh is docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares. Because if an aseh is not docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares, why do I need the special limud? So the Gemara says, no. Aseh is not docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares. But I need a special limud on Shabbos, not in a case where a son is being asked to be over an Issa kares. Where a son is being asked to be over an Issa kares, that's a davar pashut. Ein aseh docha lo saseh sheyesh bo kares. The issue is where a son is being asked to be over a lav on Shabbos that does not have an Issa kares.
Turn my ways off, please.
What?
Nothing.
What is a lav on Shabbos that has no kares? The Gemara says lav de mechamer. Rashi Nivamas Vavam and Aleph says this lav is learned from lo saseh kol malacha, but it does, like we said, Rav in Shabbos Kufin Gimel says there is no skila or kares or chatos and lav de mechamer. So the Rashba and Tosfos discuss an issue. I understand the Gemara says, so learn from there the general rule of aseh docha lo saseh. So the Rashba asks, how could I learn from lav de mechamer to kol ha-Torah kula aseh docha lo saseh? Mechamer is a lo saseh and an aseh. Because as the Rambam says, perek aleph halacha aleph, and the Gemara says all throughout Shas, both Yontif and Shabbos are not only a lo saseh, but they both have an aseh of tishbos or shabbosin. And therefore, how in the world could the Gemara say, learn aseh docha lo saseh from telling a son to be over the lav of mechamer? The lav of mechamer, you couldn't learn aseh docha lo saseh. Because over there, mechamer should be an aseh and a lo saseh of Shabbos. So Rashba gives two answers. Answer number one is the answer that's important for us. Answer number one is in the name of the Rebbe of the Rashba, who says that there is no aseh on Shabbos and lav de mechamer. The aseh of Shabbos only tracks and only mirrors the avos melachos. But any other lav that exists on Shabbos that is not an av melacha does not drag along the aseh of tishbos. So therefore, mikol makom l'das toisvis v'harashba yivamas hanal. According to that shita of the Rashba and toisvis, meaning that's the first answer of the Rashba. The second answer of Rashba and toisvis is there is an aseh to b'mechamer, and they give a whole different long explanation that toisvis v'vam hanalif. Divra Maschel v'nigmar, why you can learn out from Mechamer aseh docholos aseh, even though there's an aseh with Mechamer. So the Machlekes Rishonim, does Mechamer or a lav that's not an av malacha carry with it the aseh of Shabbos and Yontif? So according to those shitas, the Minchas Chinuch that say that Mechamer and a lav that's not a malacha carries along with it the aseh of Tishbos, the Tishbos who af Bidvarim delav bichlal malacha. According to that Shitas Tosfos in the second day in the Rashba, that Tishbos would be dragged along even for a love that's not a malacha. Then I could entertain that what? Im kain efshur, it's possible that Tchumim should be aser, not midin lo saseko malacha, or a love of Al Yetze, because Al Yetze is limited to Shabbos. But maybe there is an Isser of Tchumim Dorais on what? On the level of Asser, Mitam Aseh DeShabbosan.
But there's a big difference.
What?
I don't see how he can learn it out, because even if you say there's an Aseh of Tishbos when there's no Melacha in the term of art, that there's no Skila, there's no regular Dina Melacha, but it's still... But Phil Mechamer has learned that from the words Lasasikom Alocha. Tishbos what? How do you know what Tishbos means? You only know what Tishbos means because it's tied into the word Malocha, even though it doesn't have Skila. But Chumen, which is not tied into the word Malocha at all, Where do you know that's included in Tishba? Tishba is a very vague word. What does it mean?
So, Shai, be patient. The Minchas Chinuch is going to address this issue. And he's going to address this issue by bringing a famous Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph. I have another point to make. My other point to make is, Shai makes the point of that Tishbos only can apply to something that is defined as a malacha. Even though it's not an av malacha, Tishbos should also be limited to something that is a malacha, even though, according to Rava, that malacha does not incur skila and is not an av malacha. I have another point to make, which I don't think the Minchas Chinuch addresses directly. That is, can an asay of Tishbos exist as a floater that floats independent of the lav? Meaning, there are certain asays that come as an appendage to the lav. So even though there is no lav, and I'm not limiting it to malacha, even the lav of Tchumim al Yetzeh definitely does not apply to Yontif. So does the asay of Tishbos have a life of its own, even though it has no lav attached to it? Shai's point was Tishbos only makes sense with a lav of malacha. I'm going a step further. Maybe the whole asay of Tishbos or Shabbosai is only as a, what's the right word? Is only as a strengthener, a mechazek of the lav. And without any lav, whether it be malacha or al yetzeh, the asay is absolutely useless. And I'll discuss where that question comes in, of whether the asay has to shadow the los asay. But anyway, Shai's question was that the asay of Tishbos is meaningless unless there is a malacha to refrain from. What are you refraining from? To say refrain on its own means nothing. To say refrain in the context of malacha is meaningless.
There is achas yom haShabbos l'kasher, you know. You have to be mekadesh Shabbos. Tishbos could also go on that. Or it only could go on a malacha, or could go on Tishbos means you have to be mekadesh Shabbos.
Well, we're talking about Yontif here. We're talking about Yontif. Yeah. We're trying to apply it to Yontif.
Also, you have to be careful. Because Shabbos has a limud that Yontif does not have. Shabbos' limud is Zachar v'Shamar. Correct?
Correct.
That's Mechayev, a woman in Kiddush. According to Rabbeinu Ran, it's Mechayev, a woman in Shalashudas, etc. So Shabbos has something Yontif does not have. Zachar v'Shomer, that Hekesh. But anyway,
how do we know that Yontif has the say of Tishbos? It's a Hekesh? I mean, there's no word Tishbos by Yontif in the Torah.
Because there are Gemaras, the word Shabbosim is used.
Oh, there you have it. So there you have it.
And the Gemara says all over, right? The Gemara in Beitza says that if you don't have Ach Afer Muchen Miba'id Yoyim, you're not allowed to Shecht. Why? Because if you go ahead and Shecht and you have no Afer Muchen Miba'id Yoyim, then I would have to go ahead and dig and create a Guma. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Let the asay of Kisu Adam be doicha the los asay of Yontif. So the Gemara says, ain asay docha los asay vasay. The Gemara in Shabbos, I think Chav Dalet, says, ain, the Mishnah says, in Bamim Adlikin, which I don't think I've said in years in this neighborhood. But anyway, Bamim Adlikin, it says, ain, right? You're not allowed, ain madlikin b'shemin sreifa.
As long as you say kagavna, you're okay.
But it doesn't say in kagavna ain sorfin b'shemin sreifa. That's the Mishnah b'mei madlikim. What's the case? I'm not allowed to go ahead and take truma tameya, which has a mitzvah asay of to burn. The Gemara says in Pesachim and Shabbos. So the Gemara says, let the asay of shemin sreifa to burn truma tameya be doicha the los asay of yontif. So Gemara says, "Ein asay docha los asay va'asay." So the Gemara all over says that Yontov is a los asay and an asay. So let that asay, the Minchas Chinuch says, be the determining factor to be mechayev you in tchumim. Which is interesting. Like Shai says, refrain. What does that mean, refrain? The hu gabe yontif gamke. The asay of Shabbos sign is also by yontif, not just tishbos, by Shabbos. Kimavur correctly come on. Like the Minchas Chinuch will say later in the mitzvah of yontif. Again, mitzvah reish tzadiches. Va'oiver ba'asay. V'loimar, and to give an answer, the dafka what kan dichsiv halav. This is you, Shai, and to say that what only where it's written the lav, correct? Behedja, where there's a clear lav behedja, imkain shabbosin, right? Shabbosin kai gamkain alzeh. Aval biyantif kevon de'eno belav, correct? Everyone agrees there is no lav of lo saseh kol malacha or the lav of al yetzei on yantif. Im kein lo shayich ase gam kein. Ze'eno muchrach. Shai, do you think that's your question?
Yeah, but
I don't think so.
No?
No, I think your question's an excellent question. And your question more is, what is tishbos? It's like a dangling asay, meaning right. Min hatsvara. The asay cannot apply, I need to apply to something that's material.
Yeah, I think that's what he's...
The question. I don't think so. Let me continue.
No? Okay.
Lu yitzur, the avos malachos were not a los asay. Lu yitzur, the avos malachos were just an asay. In theory, would you say tishbos applies to them? I would say, according to you, yes. Because yeah. Tishbos needs an action to refrain from. And the problem is, tchumim is not enough of an action to refrain from, right? Tchumim is not a malacha, which is a positive, concrete action. So I think he's not saying that. Your question, as I understood it, was tishbos makes no sense unless it is tied to a malacha.
So why is hotzah a malacha?
What?
Why is hotzah a malacha? It's called a malacha grua.
Correct, and it's a chit.
What's the maisa? The maisa is carrying.
Exeris agasa.
Exactly. That's the whole Gemara. Why the Gemara Shabbos starts with Yetzias HaShabbos. That's the Gemara. That's the Rishonim. That's Tosfos and all the other Rishonim on Beis Ma'alef. Because it's a Malacha Grua. There's a whole Machloik that's how to define Malacha Grua. But anyway,
Why is it stepping out of the air? A Malacha. It's an act. You're stepping from one place to another place.
But you don't change anything, right? That's why the Malacha says the Malacha Grua, because there's nothing changed in the object.
So that's a machloikas rishonim, by the way.
Stepping out of it is a malacha grua, but it is a maisa.
So Tzvi is saying, coming back to you, Shai, and he's saying back to you, don't define av malacha in a limited way. We see there are avos malachos that don't have tangible results and don't change a chayfetz and are considered to be a maisa beguf hadavar, like hotzah, that the idea of refraining still applies to them.
And I want to make it just more simpler. What I really meant is that tishbos has to go, it's like an antecedent. It has to go on something which the Torah already defined, don't do these things. And then you can say there's also a positive commandment, not only don't, but also in a form of an asay. When the Torah hasn't given you a framework, an underlying structure of what not to do, I can't take a word tishbos and make my own ideas what tishbos applies to. When the Torah says by yontim, l'sasa kol malacha, I know what malacha means, whether it has skila, doesn't have skila, it's av malacha, I know what malacha means, it's defined. So I can apply tishbos to it.
I hear what you're saying. It's a good svara. It's a good svara. And let me add something else.
If Haitzah is a malacha, then Tchumen should also be a malacha. It's the same malacha. It's going mershus lershus. And it seems like everybody agrees that Tchumen is not a malacha, then Haitzah cannot be a malacha either.
Well, Rob, where do you get that?
I'm talking to Tzvi. I'm speaking to Tzvi.
Oh, okay.
What's interesting is maybe once again, there's a machloikas.
You agree with me or arguing with me?
Well, then let me say it again. You suggested that Haitzah is a malacha.
Letamech. I think
Letamech,
I just said it was a maisa. I said it's a maisa.
It's a maisa. Good. Then Tchumen is also a maisa.
Correct.
Okay. And the whole premise over here is that Tchumen is not a maisa.
So then I'm asking a question. I'm
not looking for anything. No, you have a wrong premise. You know, you started off with a premise, but we lost that kasha. But if you bring a raya from Tchum, which we're learning, and everybody agrees it's not a maisa, then it's all not a maisa, so you don't have a kasha.
No, but there's a difference.
We don't hear you.
Tchumo, completely different. Okay. Larry.
I don't think it's two different lavin. Correct. I don't think the Rav means to say that it's exactly a tolad of Hatzah. He means to say conceptually, Tchumim is another version that the Torah views of displacement. But the Torah is machalik. The displacement of an object from one area to another, that is a malacha. The displacement of a human being on his own recognizance from one area domain to another is not a malacha. Okay, let me bring up another topic which is related and it's a little nuanced. It's a little different. The question is the Aseh of Yontif and the Aseh of Shabbos. When the Torah says Tishbois and when the Torah says Shabbosai, what is the purpose of that assay? Is that assay just there to be mechazek the lav? Or is that assay a separate assay? And we'll see this in the Rambam in a minute. But let me say over a very famous Tosfos.
I bring your right. It's not to be mechazek the lav because you have Tosfos Shita that anytime the Aseh is mechazek the lav, and Isha will have it too, because she has the lav. And we know that...
Shai, you didn't let me finish. This comes to a very famous Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, where Tosfos asks, Ein sorfe, ein madlikin b'shem and sreifa b'yantif, correct? The Gemara I brought a minute ago, that you're not allowed to go ahead and burn Truma Tamea on yantif, correct? So the Gemara says, why not? Let the assay of Sorfin, of Srefas Kachim be doiched lo sasev yantif. The Gemara says, ein assay doche lo sasev ve assay. So if you look at Tosfos says, I don't understand. In the sugya of mitzvah se shazman grama, a woman is potter from gol mitzvah se shazman grama. So let a woman, when she lights candles, light b'shem and sreifa, because she has the aseh of sreifas kachim, it's not an aseh shazman grama, and she only has the losa aseh of what? She only has the losa aseh of yantif. She doesn't have the aseh of tishbos on yantif. So by a woman, it should be aseh dochalos aseh simply. Because she does not have the assay of Yantif. That's Tosfos's question. Tosfos answers in a very interesting way. Tosfos says that even though she's not chayev in the assay, the very fact that this lav has this assay with it makes it like an assay that you can't be doicha. Meaning it's a gilui on the assay, Tosfos says. It's a gilui on the los assay.
Not the assay. The assay doesn't apply to her. But
the assay does not apply to her. But the fact that that assay applies to a man shows you the nature of the lav. That it's not a lav that can be nidcha by an assay.
The lav alimta.
Correct. The Rambam and the Chinuch disagree with this. And the Rambam and the Chinuch have a shita that the assay of Shabbos and the assay of Yontif are nashma mechuyavais. So according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, this question doesn't start. According to the Rambam and the Chinuch, the assay of Yontif is also incumbent upon a woman. So there's a machloikas taitzvus versus the Rambam. Are women mechuyavos in the assay of Yontif?
You are listening to benstorah.com.
So what's the machloikas Rambam and taitzvus? So I thought the machloikas Rambam and taitzvus is...
What's the nafkamina? Is there a nafkamina?
It's interesting. Is there a nafkamina? So I'm thinking maybe we have a nafkamina here. What's the nature of the assay? If you're going to tell me that tchumim, right, the whole mechayev for tchumim on yontif is assay, according to Tosfos, there is no assay of yontif for women, correct? But according to the Rambam, there is an assay of yontif for women. So you have an afkamina here by tchumim, possibly. But what's the machlekes Rambam and Tosfos? It may be how you view this assay. Do you say the assay of yontif is totally independent of the lav and stands on its own, and you must view it on its own totally, and that's Tosfos' shita. If that's the case, then you could understand the Minchas Chinuch's idea that the assay is dangling and it is independent of the lav. So even though there's no al yetzeh according to Tosfos, that assay can be applicable. But then if you're saying that's Tosfos' idea and that's what the Minchas Chinuch is based on, then you come with a very, very interesting conclusion that the only people who say you have tchumim on yontif are those who hold the shitas Tosfos. That the assay can live on its own and has to be judged and viewed in its own independent prism. And a woman would be pater. So it means that if tchumim is doraisa on yontif because of the assay that is independent and not tied to any lav, but dangles by itself, then according to that sheet, a woman will be paturos from tchumim. So it's a very interesting, what's the right word? Dilemma, or what's the a better word? It's a very interesting
paradox.
Conundrum. Right. Conundrum.
No, paradox is best, I think. Yeah. That though, that in order to maintain that you're chayav in the assay, you must view it independently as a dangling, undefined assay, not tied to the los assay, to make it applicable to something that's not alive. But then you've got the problem of what about women? So I was thinking this machlokes Tosfos and Rambam may have a bearing on this issue here. But we'll see that the Rambam, who I said views the assay at least as being tied to the lav legabe women, it's interesting, Tzvi, because by Shabbos, we know that there's this idea of what? Shomer v'zachar. That since women are mechuyavos belos assays, they're chayev in the assays. What's the makor for the Rambam that women are mechuyavos in assays of Shabbos and Yontif? On Shabbos, I understand women are mechuyavos in all assays because zachar v'shomer. Why should women be mechuyavos in all assays of Yontif according to the Rambam? There's no zachar v'shomer by Yontif, correct?
It's just a parallel of the words, tishbos.
Right, so L'chaira, that's what you have to say, correct?
Right.
So, but the problem is, according to the Rambam, if it's a parallel, like you're saying, if there is no lav al yetze, can you apply tishbos as an independent requirement not to be over tchumim. So we would think not. However, the Minchas Chinuch feels that it's the Rambam himself who leaves the door open to say Tishbos is a Machayev on Yontov of Tchumen. Let's see how he learns that. Let's see this Rambam who opens the door. Ach Ledas, sorry. Moro Shel Harashba, correct, sorry. De Einoi Oiver Belav. But according to the Rebbe of the Rashba, that if you're not Oiver Alav Zeh, Ba'aseh, Im Kein Lo Shayech Ha'aseh. Correct? Ve'im Nemar, sorry. Am I in the right place or I lost the place?
No, you have to go back a few lines.
Sorry. Give me a second. Sorry. Sorry. Dehu Gabe Yontif Gam Kein. Right? We're up to? Ze'eno Mochrach was the last thing we read?
Yeah. So Ayin Ram. Right. Ayin Ram.
Okay, Ayin Rambam. Now he's going to use the Rambam. Very interesting Rambam. This Rambam, talk about a conundrum. You got to read this Rambam because this Rambam is the subject of much ink and this Rambam is the subject of much discussion. The Rambam in Perek Chof Aleph, Mishabis Halacha Aleph, and you'll have to forgive me, I don't have a Rambam in front of me that's open, but the Rambam is fascinating. He starts off Perek Chaf Aleph in a very interesting way. I'm not an expert in the Rambam and his Lashonos, but when I was reading it, it struck me as very strange. The Rambam gives no introduction to Perek Chaf Aleph. The Rambam starts Perek Chaf Aleph with the word Nemar. Nemar b'toira tishbais. Those are the first words of the Rambam Perek Chaf Aleph. No introduction. Nemar is the first word, Perek Chaf Aleph. Nemar b'toira tishbais. Then the Rambam says, afilu dvarim she'edon asurim mishum malacha chayavin lishbais. Right? On Shabbos. The Rambam uses that lashon. I think the Minchas Chinuch brings it. His lashon is that there is a chiyuv of tishbais, even on dvarim, she'edon asurim mishum malacha. Shekasov da'asei de tishbais afilu midvarim she'enon malacha. That's the Rambam's lashon. Vayen sham. So this is a very interesting question. Vayen sham. The Magid Mishnah struggles a bit to understand what does the Rambam mean. Shenemar tishbos b'toira, and that tishbais is a general exhortation of shfus. Even on Verm She'en and Halacha. And the Rav Hamagi discusses this, and he brings B'Shem HaRamban Ala Torah in where? In Emor, who says it, Wad Da'af B'Dover She'en. The Ramban goes very far. Da'af B'Dover She'en Mavur B'Tayra. Even something that's not in the Torah would what be included in kolol, right? Enam b'Torah klal. Even something that's not written in the Torah at all.
Such as
under the general exhortation of tishbos.
Such as what?
Okay, so I'll talk about this in a moment. I'm talking about it now. The Rambam is unclear what he means. So the Magid Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Aleph says, what is the Rambam referring to when he says Shenemar b'Torah tishbos, tzorich lishbos afilu dvaru she'ena malacha? The Magid Mishnah says in a dramatic way, even someone who's medakdek b'chol prateha u'mitzvah yisev the lamites malachas, even someone who's gone through the lamites malachas project and knows every detail and is careful about every detail can still be amol b'Shabbos. Can still work hard on Shabbos and not have transgressed the Lamites Malachos. Therefore, the Rambam is coming to tell you that there is an additional requirement not to sweat and work hard on Shabbos. Rest on Shabbos. That's the first idea in the Magid Mishnah. The next idea in the Magid Mishnah is the Ramban al-Torah. And the Magid Mishnah is unclear in how he understands the Ramban al Torah. But the gist of it is like this. The gist of it is Chachamim came along and said, there are certain things you should not be doing on Shabbos. The Rambam, in his continuation of Halacha Aleph, says, the Amru Chachamim midivrehem, sheyesh kama dvarim sha'asurim b'Shabbos mishum shvus. The Rambam says there are certain things that are asur on Shabbos mishum shvus. And the Rambam categorizes into two categories. One are, there are certain things that look like malachas. And since they look like malachas, you must refrain from them. The Rambam says there's a second category. Those things that you cannot do because it may lead you to malacha. Siyagin. And the Rambam describes that as the two categories of shvusim. The Magid Mishnah says that the Ramban Shita is that these shvusim derabanan have an asmachna shebetoira according to Ramban. That these shvusim derabanan are what? Are based on the Torah's commandment of tishbais. When the Torah says tishbais, it's telling the chachamim to go ahead and guard Shabbos and make it a complete day of rest above and beyond the Lamates Malachis. So there's one interpretation of the Ramban. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, according to the Ramban, the kiyum of a shvus. If you kept a shvus de Rabbanon, it would be a kiyum de Oraisa of Tishbos. Meaning, Chachamim tell me a shvus. Let's take an example of a shvus.
A good example is Muktzah, because Muktzah, you find in the Gemara that treats it like a deraisa in many cases. Because,
that's correct.
For example, you don't say gzer l'gzer very often by Muktzah. You don't have that tour that's gzer l'gzer.
The Gemara holds. But that would fall in this. A machloikas Rambam Raivid. What is the nature of Muktzah? The Rambam has two categories of shvusim tzvi. One category of shvus is something that looks like a malacha. The second category of a shvus, according to the Rambam, is something that's a siyak, because it may lead to a malacha. The Rambam feels muktzah is in the first category. The Rambam shita is, can you imagine a guy is at his Shabbos table? He's not over any malacha. He's singing Baruch Kel Elyon, but on his table is his laptop, and on his table is his pen. How can somebody be singing Baruch Kel Elyon with Dvorim HaMuktzim on the table? So the Rambam feels Muktzah is like the prior category of a Shvus. The first category. It's something that looks like a malacha and is not appropriate for Shabbos. The Ravid says Muktzah is Mishum Hotzah. The Ravid Shita is, I'm afraid that if I'm allowed to carry around a pen or something muktzah like rocks, I'll put it in my pocket and I will do hotzah. So you have machlokas Rambam Ravid, what's the nature of muktzah? Is it like the first category of shvus? Its appearance is not right and it affects the general spirit and idea of Shabbos? Or is it like the Ravid, it's a siyag? Nevertheless, there's a question of how to understand this Ramban. Does the Ramban mean that if I'm Iver a Shvus, I'm also Iver a Asteh of Tishbos Doraisa? The Minchas Chinuch seems to understand that the Magid Mishnah understands the Ramban, that anytime I'm over an Isser Derabanan of Shabbos, I'm Iver the Asteh Torah of Tishbos. Now, I'm not sure exactly how to articulate it, but it may be along the lines of Chol HaMoed and the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. The Torah says, Tishbos, refrain. And unlike Shai, it does not have to go back on a lav or something else predicated in the Torah. But Tishbos means the Chachamim will define for you those things that enhance or protect Shabbos above and beyond the Lametes Malachos.
But you know,
Ve'im Ne'emar,
This is very interesting because there's my focus between Arban and the Rambam on Lo Sosur. What is the effect of Lo Sosur? The Ramban holds that Lo Sosur doesn't make a Darabonin into a Daraisa, according to the Ramban.
Correct. So
here you have a case where Tishbos actually makes a Darabonin into a Daraisa.
No, to me, that it's different because by Lo Sosur,
it's very different.
The Bachamim are making their own Gzeiras. The Torah allows them to, but Hey Mamru Ve Hey Mamru. They said in certain cases.
No, I understand that. I understand that.
But here they're defining what the Torah means.
Conceptually, does it become a deraisa? I understand the halacha is not the same. But conceptually, is it a deraisa?
But you could.
The Ramban holds no, and the Rambam holds yes. Conceptually, it's a deraisa. Except that you could answer that it does become actually.
No, but you can say it's different. No, it's totally different. You would not say Hey Mamru by Tishbos of Shabbos.
That's what I'm saying. It's exactly the point I'm trying to make.
And by there, you would say, hey, Mamrulos also.
Trying to make a point that it's different for Lo Sosur. That now, according to the Ramban, who doesn't hold like the Ramban, but by Tishbos, it does make it into Adaras.
Meaning, Tzvi is making a very good aura. Even the Ramban, who in general does not feel Isurei the Rabbanon, rise to the level of an Issa Daraisa based on Lo Sosur, Tzvi is agreeing with you, Shai. He's saying that it's interesting that same Ramban, who says there's no overriding idea of Yisurei Darabanan becoming Yisurei Daraisa, says there's a particular idea here because of Tishbites.
Yeah, but I have two
problems. Yisurei Darabanan becoming an Yisurei Daraisa.
I have two problems. There's two problems. One is that Tzvi agrees with me. That's a problem. The second one is...
Wait. Is the problem Tzvi agrees with you or is the problem you agree with Tzvi?
I'm not sure yet. We can be...
It's the latter because I was the one who raised the point.
But the second problem is because the concept of Hey Mamru Hey Mamru is how everyone answers the huge kasha on the Rambam, on the Rambam that, well, if Lo Sosur is the Raisa, the Rabbonon, then there should be no difference between Sveik the Raisa and Sveik the Rabbonon. So we say, no, still Sveik the Rabbonon Lekula because Hey Mamru Ve Hey Mamru. But now if you're saying that Tishrei by Shabbos is different, there should be no allowance of Hey Mamru. Then every shvus, every derabbanan dika thing on Shabbos should now be sveik deraisa lechumra because it's a deraisa dika thing of Tishbos, and I can't say Hey Mamru. They're just defining what Tishbos is.
Good question.
And Shai, bring me a raya that we do say Hey Mamru by a shvus of Shabbos.
By shvus of Shabbos that we say Hey Mamru by Hey Mamru.
Yeah.
Whereas sometimes on Tzarek Mitzvah.
So it's the only Gemara that I ever learned or heard in Bnei Akiva. Right, in Bnei Akiva, I only learned one Gemara. It's a Gemara in Gittin that says that you can tell a Nachri to sign a deed to acquire land in Eretz Israel on Shabbos. Amira la'akam is mutter mishum yishuv Eretz Israel. So it's interesting that Taisva says, don't mistake this, that every Amira Lanachri or every Shvus is Mutter Mishum Mitzvah. Particularly by Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Chachamim said, Heim Amru Vehem Amru. So you see that the Shvus of Amira Lanachri is subject to the guidelines of Chachamim. And the Gemara in Gittin says, Beferish Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, I can go ahead and tell a Nachri to sign my document.
Yeah, you know what? I go back on the whole idea. You have to say it's exactly like Chol HaMoed, that it's not that the Torah has its concealed, mysterious meaning of Tishbos, and the Chachamim just uncover it for us. The word Tishbos is like Malach on Chol HaMoed. The Torah is
that's what I thought.
Just to the Chachamim, you define what you want.
That's what I thought before, okay?
Yeah.
So let's see. What time is it, by the way?
10:25.
Okay, so let's see if we can finish this paragraph. The imnemar that what the biyontov correct halav gamkain, right? If you're gonna tell me the love of gamkain, right? Eino kevan de eino bichlal malacha imkain who rock the rabbanon. Correct. If you're going to tell me that there is no lav al yetze, then it's only then all you have is what you have an Issa Darabanan of Tchumim. Lekaman, and later again a mitzvah Reish, right, in Reish, Tzadiches. It's interesting, before it was Reish Tzadiches, but that's Ritzicha. So they changed it to Rochot. Reish Ches Tzadi, sorry. Yevuar Be'ezras Hashem. Later in Yontif, in Hilchos Yontif, you'll talk about it. Vayein Lekaman. Right, Hilchos Yom
Akipurim.
Whether there's an idea of this on Yom Kippur, correct? Vehine kol shvusim derabana. The Minchas Chinuch wants to expand on this idea. All shvusim derabanan, Amir Lanachri, all the shvusim we said, correct? Shagazru b'shabbos v'yantiv. Asum kamo, right, im, they made them, correct? Kamo im oiver v'oisa malacha shel toira. The oiver below sa'ase, correct? Ve'ase. That's a chiddush. You're going to tell me it's as if you're oiver a low sa'ase also? I remember Rav Soloveitchik didn't like this formulation. And he wanted to say that according to Ramban, keeping shvusim is a kiyum ase, meaning I could be makayim and ase daraisa, and I have a kiyum daraisa by following the chachamim of Tishbais. But to say that I'm over an isra ase, and to go another step forward, that I'm over so over a los ase, he feels that that was a push. Kena oisa malacha, right? Midvarim oiver gam kain ba'ase velosase. This is a very interesting idea, no? Midivre, sorry. He says he's over the ase and losase midivrem. I'm sorry. He doesn't say you're over an ase and a losase doraisa. He says you're over and I say in lo sase midrabon.
So funny.
Ayin b'Rosh Hashanah. But the problem is that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, lamed beis, lamed beis. Correct? What does it say there? De'ein mechalin yontif over shayfer. That the halacha is that if there's a shayfer chutz mitchum, or if the shayfer needs a tikkun, or if the shayfer is buried under a gal, ein mefakeach es hagal, ve'ein oivrim b'tchum for the sake of shayfer. The Gemara says, my taima, the asay of shayfer is not doicha, the lo sase and asay of yantif.
But this is not in conflict with the Rav, because the Rav's talking on the raisadika level.
I understand that. I understand that. That's correct. Yeah. Right. I clarified that. I'd spoken too soon. I'm sorry. Afilo be'iser divrehem. Correct? Kagon lefakeach es hagal. Oh, what?
Lachtuch besakino.
Right. Or to fix the shayfer with a sakin, which is only an iser derabon in that case. Umavur sham hatam. And the Gemara there says, what's the reason that I'm not allowed to be over those Yisurim for the sake of Tekir Shoifer Daraisa? Why? Da asay ein doche lo sa'asay va'asay. Aye, how could you say that? Those are only Yisurim Darabana. V'hainu, right, the Chazal. What did Chazal do? V'hainu, the Chazal asu chizuk lid divrehem. Keshel Torah, Ayin Sham Biran. Now let me ask you a question. I quoted you this Ran last week. The Ran is saying, how could the Gemara say, "Ein Asay Docha Lo Asay Va Asay"? I have an Asay Doraisa and a Asay and Lo Asay Darabana. So Ein Asay Docha Lo Asay Va Asay. The Gemara says it with the Asay and Lo Asay Doraisas as well. So the Ran says, Osu chizuk le divrehen. So there's a big machlokes rishonim. Do you say this rule in general? Do I say ein ase doraisa docha lo sase va'ase derabana? Is that a general rule, or do you say only by yontif osu chizuk le divrehen? So I think the Minchas Chinuch is saying that you only would say this by yontif. Since by yontif there's an idea of tishbois and shabbason, it gives the chachamim extra power to elevate or strengthen yisurei derabanan. And since it gives the chachamim that extra power, then I could say particularly ein ase docha lo sase va'ase derabanan only by yontif. But there are some rishonim that say this is a general rule. Ein ase doche lo sase va'ase of the rabbanan, which is interesting. What's the svara to that? What's the svara for those rishonim who say this gemara in Rosh Hashanah is a binyan av to teach me a general rule? Ein ase doraisa doche lo sase va'ase the rabbanan. What type of svara is that? So Tzvi, do you have to come on to the Ramban for that?
Well, we say because they made it chizuk for the Ramban. It's wherever they made the chizuk. They didn't make it all over. Certain places they made it chizuk for the Ramban. I don't know.
So it's very interesting because there are some Rishonim who say there's a general rule that ein asei doraisa docha lo sasei va'asei of derabanan.
But that's the question, whether the Gemara meant to say in this particular case, they made a physical brand. They had a reason to do it. But where you don't find it, you go back to the general principle, which is that the Raisa overpowers even a lav. Certainly, certainly a drabona, even if it's two drabonas. The Raisa is bigger than two drabonas, that's for sure. So
interesting. Because there are some Rishonim who say it's a general rule.
Well, when it's a general rule, we have a klal that when the chachamim make a gzeira, they do it ke'ein deraisa tikkun. And just like on a deraisa tikkun level, it would not be deuchen asei ne le sasei, then they have the power, b'sheva al taisa, to do anything. So they did it ke'ein deraisa. You model it just the way it would work on a deraisa tikkun level, that it would not be deuchen asei ne le sasei. And with their power, shev taisa, they say whatever it does, whatever would work by deraisa, it works now on this lav derabanan.
Every derabanan would be treated like a deraisa. No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But every derabanan is not treated like a deraisa. It's not.
So what does it mean to aim deraisa tikkun? They use the same framework.
I know, but they don't use this term. They don't use the term over here. The term they use over here. Also, physically, the brain.
You don't have to use the term over here. That's a general rule. It's always came to right to take.
By the way, the Gemara does not use that term. Also, physically, the brain. That term is only found in the Ran and other Rishonim. Oh. All the Gemara says is my time that I'm not allowed to be over tchum for a tekiyah shayfer is ein asay doche lo sase va'asay. That's all the Gemara says.
Uh-huh.
The Gemara does not say Asu Chizuk Divrayim. That's only in the Ran. Okay. That's why he says Ayin Sham Beran.
According to the Ran,
Im Ken Kevan Dehem Amro.
Dezu Malacha.
Dezu Malacha. Ve'asru Zeis. Iver Al Asay Velo Sase. Ki heim kolo ha'iser de divrehem bichlal malacha. You see that, Shai? That's a very strong lashon, correct?
Yeah.
Vizeh pashut. He feels this is pashut. I don't know how pashut it is.
Then again, he's making it sound like it's unique to yontif. It's not. It doesn't apply generally.
It's unique to yontif because of shabbason or tishbais, correct?
Right.
In other words, he's saying it's you. That's what I'm saying. According to the Minchas Chinuch, this is unique to Yontif because of the Ramban and Rambam who opened the door to apply Shvus or Tishbais or Shabbosan to all Isurei Derabanan. Correct?
Right.
No, he's not saying. He's not saying. It's only unique to to Yom Tov and Shabbos, because here we have an asay. Generally, when the Chachamim make an Isser and they're modeling on a Deraisa, there's no asay to talk about. If there would be other cases that there is an asay, they would include an asay there too. It's not only Yom Tov. Any time where there's a lav in the Torah and there's also an asay, and then the Chachamim say, Midrabonim, we're going to make also, you can't do something else, but it's not the Deraisa, it would also be the asay, not just Yom Tov. Here it happens to be the asay. Whatever there's an asay is going to do it. Not always is there an asay to model it on. But he's not limiting it to Yom Tov alone because there's the word Tishbas. That's not Mukhra for the Minchas Chinuch. He's talking about Yom Tov over here. So he's saying, here there's an asay. So there's going to be an asay in Rabbanon too. If there'll be other cases in the Torah where there's an asay also, and they make it din the Rabbanon, there'll be an asay there too.
What cases that asay the Rabbanon, right?
No, there are other cases where there's a lav and an asay in the Torah besides Shabbos and Yom Tov, no?
Where there's a lav and an asay? Where do you find such cases? I don't know where you find.
Well, thank Howie. Shabbos and Yom Tov is the only place where the Torah has a lav and an asay?
I don't know.
No, the Gemara says by Tumas Kayanim Tzvi, by you, there's an asay and a lotz asay. Okay. That's why a Kohen can't go the Gemara Bava Metzius is Beis HaKfaras.
Because
the Asay of Hashem Saveda is not Doch the Asay and Los Asay for Kohen.
So if they would make a Din Derabbanon, that's something which is not Tumas Kohenim Deraisa, but it's Tumas Kohenim Derabbanon, they would make it that there's an Asay also.
For instance, Beis HaPras, right, is only Tumas Derabbanon. Right? In other words, Sada Shenechrash Bo... Kever, that's only an Issur d'Rabbanan. So let's say there's a Metziah in a Beis HaPras. Can a Kohen go in there and retrieve the Aveda that's in a Beis HaPras? Tzvi, what do you think halach l'maisa? You're a Kohen.
Can a Kohen go in there? If it was me, I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm not allowed to go in
there. Me ain't a Lefi Chvaida.
With all modesty, no.
The Minchas himself used an example of Basar Oif, a few lines down.
Right, very interesting. So let's see. So he says, let's try to just finish up to that. Asu chizuk l'divrehem, keshol Torah, ayin shram baran, imken kevan dehem amru right. They said this is a divrehem. That you can't argue with. Gemara says, Eina se shoy for docha lo sa se va se antchumim. So to some extent, the entire lo sa their part, the iser. So according to the Sheet of the Rambam in the Chinuch, v'hu lav difnei atzmai imkein, right, chazal osu siyag. According to those Sheetas, Isidore Rice of Yud Beis Mill, the Alpayim Amma, according to those Sheetas, is a gzera, Alpayim Amma otu Yud Beis Mill. And if that's the case, the Chachamim viewed it in that way, then he says Tchumim would be what? Yud Beis Mil, right? Al Kol Panim Ha'isur Hazeh Hu Nichlal Belav Hazeh the Tchumim. He seems to say an interesting idea that whether there is an Issur Tchumim Yantav is totally on the Rambam versus other Rishonim. According to the Rambam, that Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa, Alpayim Amma is a Geder and a Siyog. And if Alpayim Amma is a Geder Siyog Doraisa, then I could understand that it would be elevated to a Losa say on Yontif. Right? Right. Kamo Basar Oif. He says, Tchumim, Alpayim Amma would be a Geder like Basar Oif. And something like Basar Oif would be what? Like it would be like Basar Oif. And as a result, Basar Oif b'cholav the nichlal b'chlal baser behema.
Treated like a lav.
Correct. V'zeh pashut.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.